WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Minio and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince from WNY Athletics. Roger could not be here this morning. We'll get him back next week, and we are joined by St. Joe's hockey coach Rich Crozier, hockey royalty, Tom, in studio. As if you're not familiar with Coach Crozier, his dad is one of my heroes, the man that put the French Connection together for the Buffalo Sabres. Morning, Crow.
Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
Always a pleasure. Derek Kramer producing. And Super Bowl weekend. And I have to admit, I have envy, folks. Tom has got this really, really nice man cave that he built. And he's going to be enjoying the game like no one else will tomorrow. Tom, come on. Just kind of fill me in. And how are you going to enjoy the game in that beautiful setup?
Oh, listen. I'm just going to sit back, kick up the feet and relax is what I'm going to do and enjoy things. But, you know, I've been on this weight thing, so I officially hit 66 pounds is what I'm
you
down
look amazing.
Right now.
You've done a great job.
So, but I'm going to have to give in and have some wings, I have to have some wings, so it may be a cheat day that's coming up here on Sunday.
Or maybe work extra hard on Monday, getting a workout in or something, like work out for 8 straight hours or, you know, get on the treadmill. What's on the menu?
It's going to be wings.
Just
I'm definitely going to go wings. The pizza, what I've done is for my what I've graduated on the pizza, and whenever I need pizza, I do that cauliflower crust pizza is what
my
I do.
My wife wants to try that. How is it?
I'm not going to sit here and say it's a substitute. It's not. It's not like pizza, but it at least gives me pizza and helps with that cravings when I want pizza. So
you get the sauce and the cheese. And,
exactly.
Yeah, so...
But you could taste, you know it's a cauliflower crust, so I won't lie. But at least it's something that gives me a substitute that I feel like I'm getting pizza. That's at least good for me. So.
Yeah, it helps that craving. We're going to buy snacks today. Jeannie and I are taking the kids out to dinner. And it says, okay, well, we're going to stop by, get our snacks for tomorrow. This way tomorrow we don't have to do anything, just, you know, sit back. Nick is so excited. This is like a holiday to him. He's already bouncing off the walls.
That's awesome.
He loves the Super Bowl. It's a big deal for him.
And this should be a good game. This right now you're talking about is offense versus defense, right? Which to me should be a great game. Let's just hope it actually comes out to be a great game.
And don't discount the 49ers offense. If they could run the ball the way they have been, that's going to be scary. And I'm like, you know, as soon as the championship games ended, I was torn. I started thinking, oh, man, look at the way San Fran is able to run the ball. How are they going to stop them? Then you look at the other side. How do you stop and how do you contain Pat Mahomes? You don't.
Yeah.
So that I think that's the wild card. It's going to come down to, as we always say, Tom, it's going to come down to the trenches.
Yeah. But remember, look at what San Fran did against New Orleans, right? They can pass the ball. They can put up points. They got a tight end that can match Kansas City's tight end when you look at a passing game.
Sure.
Now, have they shown it game to game Kansas City has?
No.
But have they shown it that they're capable of it?
Sure.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, Kansas City's defense is not the defense that New Orleans even had. So don't be surprised if they have to go to the passing game that they can.
Oh, I'm thinking, wouldn't a shootout be a lot of fun?
especially on those numbers, because everybody's got numbers at this point. The higher the numbers then come into play, because I'll tell you.
I don't have great numbers, by the way. My numbers are...
So you got those numbers at 10 for high games, then
right.
Is what it is.
maybe for a first quarter, what do I have? NFC 9, AFC 4. So I'm thinking maybe possible first quarter, first half.
Or a low-scoring game, 14-9.
It could
be something to that effect. You never know. Listen, the one thing I've always that you always laugh about the Super Bowl, something always quirky seems to happen and sets those numbers off into a tease. Something weird always happens, a late score, something there. You know what I mean? Missed extra point. I mean, something usually happens to where that scoring always gets thrown off.
Yeah, it does. I'm just looking forward to a good game. What do you think, Rich? You follow?
I think it's going to be a great game. Yep. You know, it's such a great event. I'm really looking forward to it. My wife mentioned this morning, we're going to go to a place right around the corner. My friend runs it. Got to put a little plug in. Place called Elmo's on Millersport. He's normally not open on a Sunday, but he's opening up for the big event. Talk about wings. They got great wings there.
Already salivating.
Coach Crozier and the family, we're going to head over to Elmo's. Adam.
DK's giving you the thumbs up over there.
It's a good spot,
so.
Right? My man.
He's got some wings.
Yeah, my buddy Adam runs it. His son Mason is our team manager. He does a great job. So shout out to Mason. And yep, we're looking forward to the game and heading to Elmo's for some great wings.
Care to make a prediction, Coach?
I really like San Fran. I do. I'm a fan of a team that goes through some challenges and then is able to come back. And over the years, San Fran's had to battle through some things. And those are the type of teams that I like to root for. So. That would be my prediction.
I'm going to root for Kansas City for Andy Reid. I really like Andy Reid. I think he's had such a success, and the big knock on him is he can't win the big one. And I'd like to see him win that. Same reason with LeSean McCoy. I thought great guy. Like to see him win it. Yeah. But I want Sammy Watkins to go without a single catch.
Oh, jeez.
The stuff that came out, what he said about he did not want to be in Buffalo, and needless to say, I am not a Sammy Watkins fan.
So I always say is I think defense wins championships. I'm a believer of that also, which is you've got to give the nod to San Fran. Here's the difference, though. I do believe this is going to be a close game. If it's a close game and it comes down to a drive that has to win the game, I'm going to give the nod to Mahomes, and that's where I think that Kansas City is going to prevail in a very close game, and it could come down to him at the end of the game.
His abilities are ridiculous. They're off the charts of the things that he can do, and his ability to improvise, you can't coach against that. I mean, you can't game plan it. So I'm hoping for a good game.
Can I mention one thing?
Sure.
I think we have to say it. Isn't it nice, though, that we're not talking about New England?
I think everybody in Buffalo is agreeing with your sentiment there.
Look, I just have to add that
oh,
as
absolutely.
Long as we're not talking about Brady and the Patriots, I mean, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
I've been telling my friends, this is the first time in a while that we're going to have two teams that I don't hate in the state where, at least one of them, hate one of them. But, I could go be happy either way with either team. Yeah, I'd rather see Buffalo get back, but you never know. All right, let's get down to news and notes, gentlemen. And Roger sent this to me. Marissa Calloway, Eden Jr., All-Western New York softball pitcher, has verbally agreed to UB. So congratulations. Also, next Saturday, girls basketball, Panama, and Franklinville, I believe, at 6 p.m. And we also have to... Let me see. Will South at Panama game between two teams, serious candidates for New York State Championship. And congratulations to Daniel Haskell of Franklinville, right? Went
yes.
over 2,000. In fact, she set the record. I got to find the exact total on points, but she did set the Western New York scoring record for girls basketball.
Wow, so we actually had some commits, too, big commits in football that just came. C.J. Oslins has now committed to go to Mercyhurst, and then a second Mercyhurst getting big into the Western New York, and then Cam Barmore from CSP also heading out to Mercyhurst. So two big signings right now for Mercyhurst here for Western New York football.
Oh, that's outstanding. It's 2,947 points. Is that all?
Wow.
That's just simply amazing. So she passed McKenna Maycock from Randolph for the all-time Western New York record. Thank you to Harry Skull Jr. of the Buffalo News and to Roger Weiss for passing that along. Also, Tony Hunter posted on our Inside High School Sports Facebook page, great game last night between Hutch Tech and Emerson, with Tech getting the win in double overtime, 95-84. That's pretty impressive. And let's see, we also have some other announcements. Rugby about to start up again for the high school season. So if you're an interested participant, contact your school. You may have a club team that you can join. Also, Joel Maris Jr., he posted on our Facebook page, looking for umpires, Tom. And Joel and I had this discussion during the week that it's almost getting to be the point where a problem finding umpires. And with you, with your involvement with Southtown's baseball, you probably know better than anyone the availability of umpires. So we're constantly looking for umpires. If you go to our Facebook page, you can learn to join and become an umpire. And Joel gives his information out there if you're interested for baseball and softball.
No doubt. I mean, umpires, refs, I don't care what the sport is. There's a need right now for umpires and refs, no matter what the sport is. It's gotten to the point where some of these umpires have just been absolutely ridiculed. I don't care what the event is, and that's the reason why we've lost so many. And we've got to get back to building that up and building that base up again. And that's one thing that we promote inside the Southtowns League, and I know the other baseball leagues too, to where the kids are actually doing a lot of the umpiring.
Yeah, we have a lot of that too, you know, at Cayuga. High school age, yes, guys, I get into conversations with some of them. You know, they're baseball players themselves, and they're out there trying, you know, yep, and people are just, they're
still
unrealistic.
Killing them. It doesn't matter. And that's where we've just got to realize is, listen, I don't care whether it is a high school game. I don't care what the game is we've got to be careful on how we're treating some of these umpires and refs, because I saw a post out there that says, listen, there is no game without them. So if we keep pushing to the point where there are no more refs out there, we're not going to have games, because there's not going to be people that are going to be out there to be able to
Here's the deal, right? And it's like anything in life. It comes down to relationships. And you know, one of the things that I'm always trying to do on my bench, when these guys come over, and they do a great job. I'm so fortunate. We have great refs at the federation level. But when they come over, you know, hey, how are things going? How's your new year? How's the family going? You know, I know these guys on a personal level, because over the last 12 years, I've made an effort to let them know, like, hey, it goes way beyond a high school game. You're giving up time. These guys all have real jobs. Okay, they've got families. They got things going on in their life that they could be doing, but they're there to promote our sport and to make sure we can play the game. So we go out of our way to build these relationships, and I know we got a lot of coaches listening. That would be my best advice. Treat these guys like humans. Build relationships with them. And as you said, because without them, we're in big trouble. That would be my advice.
I do the same thing, Crow. When I'm coaching a game, before the game starts, we have the Amani football officials that referee our games, led by Jeffrey Richardson, does a great job with them. And many of the referees are either coaches, high school coaches, in other sports, you know, volleyball. I know there's one gentleman, he coaches at Eden, and I get to talk to him before the game, or they're listeners of this program. So I strike up conversation, you know, and it's the same thing, like, you know, how's it going? We joke around, you know, oh, you're going to give me a flag because I said this on the radio. So, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And they appreciate that. I'm not the type of coach that's going to sit there and yell at a ref. I don't do that. I may make a wise comment to one of the kids, you know, saying, "No, obviously the ref C&I dog missed that call," and you know, just joking, that sort of thing. Try to lighten the mood, because it shouldn't be taken so seriously that you're going to blow your top and lose it. You know, and on the flip side, it comes from the referees also have to have respect. We had a game one time where a referee totally lost it on our players, and there's no room for that. And I don't think he's reffing anymore, thankfully.
Here's my rule, too, just while we're on the topic. After the game, shake the ref's hand.
Always.
No matter what happens. And it might be a heated battle. And listen, sports is emotional. That's why we like it, right? It's an emotional game. Hockey, football, basketball, they're emotional games. But at the end of the day, it's just a game. Go up there and shake that official's hand. That will go such a long way in terms of when you see him the next time. So that's my rule. I don't care how the game goes. And if we disagreed on 20 calls, I'm still going up, shaking his hand and saying, hey, have a good day. We'll see you next time.
Exactly. All right. I want to do this. This is from Ken Stolt, football Section 6 football chairman. On behalf of Section 6 football, I'd like to announce that one of our own, Coach Glenn Graham, was named 2018 NYSPHSAA Coach of the Year for the sport of football. And Coach Graham began his coaching career at Cleve Hill in 1984, one year after I was out of high school. Sorry, Coach, didn't mean to date you there. He has coached various levels of the sports of football, track, and basketball. Took over head coach in 2004. Since then, he has compiled over 100 wins, 8 division titles, 6 sectional titles, 3 regional championships. In addition, has been named sportsmanship winner for Section 6 football. In the spring, Glenn has been head boys track coach since 2010. Under his guidance, Cleve Hill has won 5 division championships, 4 New York State championships, and they, you know, do all the alphabet there. Glenn has been nothing short of an outstanding role model for the young men and women at Cleve Hill. The character he demonstrates each and every year has been first class. He has earned the respect of all, and I know I speak for the coaches in Section 6 when I say congratulations on this honor. Congratulations, Coach Glenn Graham. Great guy. Super nice guy. If you ever get a chance to meet him, you'll know what I'm talking about.
This is a true class act of high school sports. He really is. He is an unbelievable man to talk to watch coach, the way he inspires. I mean, I truly, genuinely think this is an absolute great decision, and he is a phenomenal coach here in Western New York, and we are honored to have him as a coach here in Section 6.
Absolutely. All right, our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week this week goes to Jeff Orlowski from Kenji Girls Hockey. They upset Lancaster Iroquois in the semifinals, and this is from Bill Pavone. Jeff has coached his 200th game on Tuesday. Monday's game will be his 202nd. Kenji will be playing in its 7th sectional final in 10 years. Kenji won 5 straight Section 6 titles from 12 to 16, lost to the Flop in 17, won Federation title in 2014, finished the regular season standings number 1 in 2014. Matt Miller has been with Jeff from the start, only missed one game. You remember Matt was in studio when we were the league statistician. And so congratulations to Jeff Orlowski. And let's see, two consecutive shutouts. Wow. Carolyn Bogoro, I can't pronounce her name, I apologize, has 2 consecutive shutouts in the playoffs. And congratulations to that squad.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Jeff was with the boys. And he was over at Ken Moore and left the boys to go to the girls. So I see Jeff a lot. We practice at Brighton and Lincoln in the town of Tonawanda. They do a great job for us. And run into Jeff all the time, and he says, Coach Crow, girls is where it's at. And I just put a smile on my face when he says that. You never know. You never know, but I know he's doing an incredible job with the ladies, and congratulations, Coach. Well-deserved.
Well-deserved indeed.
So we finally are ready to announce for the Western New York Athletics Day our matchups that we're going to have on May 2nd. This will be the largest event that we've held in Western New York in one site. We will have 10 games, 20 teams on one site in Niagara Falls. Listen to some of these matchups. We will start 8 a.m. right in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls versus Iroquois on Field 1, and then on Field 2, Bishop Tyman versus Star Point.
Ooh.
Second game, 10:30. This is a great matchup. on field one, Ken West versus Medina on field one. On field two, Southwestern will be coming up and playing Maryvale. At 1 o'clock, major matchup, Orchard Park versus St. Francis. And then on field two, Gowanda is coming up to play West Seneca West. Then our 3:30 matchups. More. These are great ones. Ready for this? Hamburg versus St. Mary's. And then St. Joe's will take on Will North. Our 6 o'clock matchups. Lancaster will be taking on Canisius. And then we're going to bring Silver Creek up to play Depew. We have some of the best teams in Western New York to showcase. We're going to see some Division I commit pitchers. We're going to see some top hitters. This is going to be a day that we are going to make sure Western New York baseball will be put on the map, and we've got some teams out there to do it.
My wife's going to hate you that day because I know what I'm going to be doing.
Well, big thank you to Western Athletics for putting that together. It's going to be incredible. Incredible, and I think you guys know there's a huge rivalry with St. Joe's hockey and Will North. So let's get that.
Yeah, you guys, you and Bob Rosen have kind of won a couple of championships in the past.
Let's get that going on the baseball diamond. That's pretty exciting. So thanks for doing that.
By the way, Coach Naska is a great coach for you have for St. Joe's, and that is going to be a great matchup to see Will North and St. Joe's play. I love the fact that those two coaches came together, agreed on that game. But even like think about Lancaster and Canisius. When we heard about them play, another great matchup. I even know Orchard Park and St. Franny's has played a lot before. That is still going to be a phenomenal matchup. But, I mean, all over the place. Think about Southwestern and Maryvale. You could have a Division I commit baseball pitchers go head-to-head at each other in that game if it works out for the schedule.
It's going to be fantastic. I honestly can't wait. And I want to take time to congratulate Neil Turvey, who opened up the Niagara International Sports and Entertainment Facility, the old Summit Mall in Wheatfield, Niagara Falls border. If you're interested in your team going there to get some time in, they have a pitching mound, batting cages. You could email Turvey, NTURVEY at NISEEVENTS.com. That's NTURVEY at NICEvents.com. They're at 6929 William Road. So, and we'll be doing a lot of stuff on that baseball masterpiece that you have put together when we get closer.
All right. Congrats, Neil. That's a great job. I know you've been really working on putting that together out in the Niagara County. Great job. Can't wait to get up there and see your facility because I know what you do for the baseball community, but great job on getting that going. I can't wait to see what the final outcome is going to be.
Yeah, I go way back with Neil when I coached North Buffalo, and Neil was starting up Lancaster Little League, and we used to scrimmage, and you know, known Neil for a long time, and stopped in to see him last Saturday and check the facility out, and it was great. My son was his eyes were all over the place. This is neat, Dad, and he's going to be adding go-karts. There's going to be putt-putt, bounce room, just all kinds of stuff. And they're also expecting a restaurant to open up soon. Good stuff going on. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Fed hockey with Coach Rich Crozier of St. Joe's, find out who's hot and who some of the top players are. We'll have all of that and more on Inside High School Sports. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports, WGR Sports Radio 550. Sabres and Columbus today at 1 o'clock. Make sure you keep it locked here. They got to turn things around. Get your dad back behind the bench, Crow.
Oh,
we need him.
Man.
I should say that. Kruger's probably doing a good job. It's just, I don't know, maybe you guys could help the team with their skills.
I think so.
Just have your team go up and play. They'll probably be a little bit more competitive.
It's so funny, you know. It's been a few years since my dad has said this, but I need to let you know, like, we would watch games. This is, you know, maybe going back 4 or 5 years ago. And he would say, you know, if they just would give me one more chance behind that bench. he
you'll never take the coaching out of him.
You won't. He was holding on to that dream of a Stanley Cup. He still is. For a long time. So, yeah. You know, it's a young team. It's a young team, and we got to be patient here. But I'm optimistic. Good things are coming.
I hope so, Crow. I hope so. You had something before WNY Athletics.
So the Road Crew on Monday. So girls hockey Section 6 championships we will be covering on Monday on the NFHS Network as well as the Mixler page. John Simon and Randy Schultz will have the call for the girls Section 6 championships. And then a big boys matchup, Health Sciences at Park, will be on the 300 level Mixler channel, where I will have the call along with Jake Fiak on Monday. So Monday, a big sports day for girls and boys sports right now that Western New York Athletics will be covering.
Cool. Good stuff. Great stuff. All right, Coach Crozier, let's talk about St. Joe's Marauders. You guys are, I mean, there's no secret. It's either you guys or Williamsville North that's going to be towards the top. And now we're seeing a little bit more parity in Federation, which is a beautiful thing. But you're used to sitting up on the top perch. In fact, every time I have you on, you go on this incredible streak where you don't lose.
Yeah,
so I'll take credit for that one.
I was begging
or the blame.
I was begging for you to call me, Tony. Where were you 2 weeks ago when we hit a little slump? Yeah, we're off to another great start. I mean, how fortunate are we to have, you know, such great student athletes attend our school and play hockey. Our current record is 15-1-3. Couple big wins in there, including another championship in Mount St. Charles, that Holiday Faceoff tournament. Oh my goodness, you want to talk about a high school hockey tournament up in Rhode Island. It's right after Christmas. Semifinals, we played Fairfield Prep. Here's a name you guys might remember. Chris Drury went there.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Historic high school program. We tie the game up with a minute left, pulled the goalie. I said, "Oh boy, wow! You know that hardly ever works." But we get the goal. Tristan Weigand slap shot from the point. We get some traffic in front, and now it's 2-2. We go into OT, and with 13 seconds left, sure enough, Frankie Atia wins it. Beat Fairfield Prep. Incredible win for our team. Now we go to the finals against the host team, Mount St. Charles Academy. And if you know anything about Mount St. Charles Academy, it is the most historic high school hockey program in the country, no doubt about it. 30, 40 state championships. There used to be a national high school championship. They would win that. In fact, their coach, who just retired, is the winningest high school coach in history. He's a member of the USA Hockey Hall of Fame, Bill Belisle. Bill was at the game, which was great to see him. Over 1,000 wins, Tony.
Whoa.
Over 1,000 wins.
Oh, my God.
And they played us really strong. We go into overtime, 4-on-4, nothing. 3-on-3, nothing. Go to a shootout for the championship. And sure enough, our boys come through. Great goaltending by Joe Franzak. Matt Orlowski, I believe, got the winner. Beautiful shot. Top shelf where Mama hides the cookies.
Rick Jenneret would have been proud.
You know it. And here we are, 10-0 to start the season, and a big championship win. So we get on the bus, 9 p.m., and of course we roll into Buffalo at 5 a.m., New Year's Eve. And then we come right back. The boys go to school Thursday, and we go 3 games in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, I can tell you what happened. We tie Lancaster on Friday. We lose to Clarence on Saturday. And we tie St. Mary's on Sunday. And I know, what's going on with St. Joe's? They were 10-0, and we go through this little situation. Well, I'll tell you what was going on with St. Joe's. We were tired.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Coach Crow was tired. But the good news is we've turned some things around here. We've won the last 5 in a row, and here I am on the show. So, you know,
let the streak continue.
If history follows itself, Tony, I'll be,
now I'm going to get all kinds of hate email.
Right. Right.
So coach, the one thing we want to make sure you're going to talk about as you go through these divisions, they're not like divisions that are set up normally for that we hear about through Section 6 or Monsignor Martin. So As we go through these, we'll explain each single conference or each single division as we go along here. But right now, we're in Division One right now, which is predominantly the Monsignor Martin teams. So Division One will consist of St. Joe's, St. Mary's of Lancaster, Canisius, Tymon, and St. Francis is what we're going to talk about. And that's the division right now that St. Joe's right now is commandingly winning the conference. But St. Mary's with a key tie is as what Coach just alluded to.
So let me give, first of all, credit to Section 6. We know hockey's unique, and they've always treated us unique. You know, back in 1990, right when I was starting in school, the publics and the privates got together and they created this Federation League, because high school hockey was a mess before that. How lucky are we that, you know, we have such a rich tradition of a league where publics and privates can play together, have great, great competitive games, great rivalries. I mean, Tony, you mentioned it earlier, the Williamsville North St. Joe's hockey game is the biggest of the year, especially the game before Christmas. You're talking thousands and thousands of kids, alumni, families that have been a part of both programs for years and years. We had a great game again this year. St. Joe's was fortunate to come out on top. You know, I have the utmost respect for Coach Rosen.
He's a great guy.
And the program that he's put together. You know, Bobby coached me when I was a kid in travel hockey. But it's such a great, great atmosphere. And how lucky is hockey to have those games? So a credit to Section 6. For continuing that tradition that was started by, you know, people like Frank Russin, or Frank Panic, Dr. Russin, Nancy Riccio. These are the people that got together to put this Federation League together. And who knows that they had this vision here, 2020, but how lucky are we to have had that. So, yes, the divisions now are broken up where you compete within the division for how the playoffs are going to look, and Division One is the private schools, which is great. We play each private school twice, and then we play the public schools our first game against them in Division Two count. So it's a total of 13 games, with the team with the most points gets the division title. Canisius lost to Lancaster last night, 4-3. So with that loss, you know, congratulations to my team. We are the Division One regular season champions.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.
But now, I saw that.
Hold on. There's a big game brewing today, from what I understand. That could be a milestone. Am I right here?
Yeah,
there's a big milestone game coming up today.
In fact, Coach is going to be darting in a few minutes. So
you know what?
Let's get a preview of this one.
You
Coach.
Know what's interesting, guys, is you know, the rule of thumb is you never talk about the milestone until the milestone happens, right? Like, so, but like, everybody's breaking the rules. We had Channel 4 out to practice this week. Miguel from the Buffalo News gave me a call. My own student section, the Marauder Rowdies, have been tweeting about it. So yes, we got a milestone game here this afternoon.
And folks, if you're not following, Coach Crozier is approaching 250 wins in 12 seasons.
Congrats. And yeah, we play Orchard Park at 1:30 today. You know, Tony, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, because, you know, when you talk about a milestone like that, I know that, you know, I get it, right? My last name is Crozier. My dad coached the Sabres, coached the Maple Leafs. Hockey is in our blood. It was his job as a professional. When you come from a family where your dad's job is as a professional coach in a sport, it's ingrained. But I need to say this, and it's really important that I mention this. These 250 wins is not about Rich Crozier. There's no way. I am the one that is so blessed. I have incredible, incredible student athletes that I'm telling you, if I asked them to go through this wall, they would do it for me. How lucky am I? Then, on top of that, in addition to that, I've got these parents, okay, that sacrifice. I mean, they're taking their kids two rinks, two hockey rinks at 6 a.m. when they're 4 and 5 years old. And I get them at the very end, at the very end. On top of amazing and committed and sacrificing parents, I've got a school that puts hockey at the top of the list. I go to my athletic director, I go to my president, I go to my principal. Hey, this is what the hockey program needs. Guess what? We get it. I mean, I am so fortunate. And then I have to mention my assistant coaches. They've been with me for 12 years. Mike Murphy, Don Held, Sean Elliott. Currently, we've got Chris Bradley. These are men with families, with other jobs, you know, rushing to practice at 4:30 to get there. Being there today to get the stretch going so that I can be here with you guys. So it's a major team effort. I get it. I totally get it. The last name is Crozier, and I'm so proud of that. Like, I embrace the fact that my dad is known in this community, and I appreciate the attention that I get.
Your dad's
because
a
of
legend.
My dad. I'm super proud of him. But I also have to say that 250 today, and, you know, knock on wood, I'd like to get it because I'd like to get it over with so that the attention gets back to the boys where it's deserved. But I need to let everyone know that 250 is not about me. It is about this amazing program with a tremendous amount of people. And like I said, I'm tremendously blessed and so fortunate. A number of people that have been behind me and behind this program, behind the scenes, putting St. Joe's hockey, you know, at the forefront. So 250 in 12 years is a great accomplishment. And congratulations. And those people know who they are. Congratulations to them who've been a big part of it.
And so many players over the years are rooting for you, Coach. And best of luck today. We know it's going to be a good game. Orchard Park's going to bring it.
Oh, they sure will.
And they may even be extra motivated listening right now. It's like, whoa, we're going to stop this one. But
listen, there's a guy on Orchard Park. His name's Steve Ferentino, and everybody knows Steve.
Oh, yes.
He's done a ton for the hockey community. And Steve, you know, he likes to give it to me. And I am going to guarantee you that the last thing that Steve Ferentino wants is for Rich Crozier to get his 250th win on the bench next to him. So we're fully prepared for a battle today, and it's going to be a great game. So
for anybody that wants to go out and watch, where is the
1:30 at North Towns, game on.
All right.
I'm ready to go, as you can tell.
Good luck, Coach. And if you do get it, congratulations. And, I mean, I know you're going to get it eventually, whether it's today, tomorrow, or the next day after that. Congratulations to you. You do a great job. Class act. Love having you on the program. I love our interaction. People, if you could only hear some of the discussions Coach and I have in between the breaks and before the show. And it may be something that we eventually do on the air because you and I both have a love for coaching and so as well as Tom, and I mean, we could fill a whole hour just on talking about the coaching in general.
First thing I need to tell you is I'm a radio guy. I absolutely love radio, and Tony, I've mentioned it before, but I'm so appreciative of everything you do for high school sports, and I don't know if you get enough credit, but let me tell you, people are appreciative. High school sports is important in this community. And we're so fortunate to have a show, a weekly show that dedicates an hour to high school sports. Second is two big things. One, the last live interview that my father will ever do. He's not in a position to do live interviews. In fact, he's not in a position anymore, unfortunately, to do any interviews. But the last live interview that my father did was in this studio with me and you, and that will be a memory that him and I will hold on to for the rest of our lives. And I can't thank you enough for that, Tony. That was a very, very special day for my dad and I to be on the radio together. I still have the audio, and we'll never lose it. That was a great day. And then the other thing, unknown fact, is that my dad had a radio show. It was called The Crow Knows. And when he was in Vancouver and he was coaching the Vancouver Blazers, part of his, this is back in 1974-73. His job was to go on the radio for an hour as the coach, and he had a radio show that he ran as a coach. Didn't have a co-host. In fact, my mom talks about it all the time. So radio has a history with my family. Certainly that memory that I mentioned with you, but also, you know, I woke up this morning thinking about my dad going his own radio show. the Crow knows. So that's cool. Thanks for the opportunity, Tony. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And that day will always be in my memory. In fact, I was looking at the picture not too long ago that we took right over by that microphone over there. Coach, I know you got to run.
I do.
Best of luck today.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. And Tom, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing. Western U Athletics, unbelievable job. Folks, if you're wondering about high school hockey, I go to Western New York Athletics website, click on boys hockey. They're doing every game. You can watch live updates as the game goes on. It's an incredible, incredible platform, and they've brought our game, the high school hockey game, to the next level. And Tom and Frank and everybody that's behind that, Matt, we can't thank you enough for what you do for high school sports. I'm excited about that baseball game, but we're just very appreciative to all those people that put high school sports first. It's really important to people like me and families that are on my team, and you know, the hundreds of high school teams in this area. You guys do a great job, so thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Class act. And just by you talking about what the 250 win means just shows how much of a class act you are and how much you are here for the kids.
All right. We're way late for our break. Derek Kramer's ready to kill me. We'll be back with one last segment.
I deal with Nate every Saturday. You're good.
We'll be back with more after this. We're back. One last segment of Inside High School Sports. Coach Rich Crozier had to leave to go to his game, so Tom and I will finish it up. Probably going to talk track next week. I think that's one thing that we're looking at. We're trying to cover as much as we can, and then, you know, after that, we're into playoffs, baby.
And track's going to be – we got some good big things to talk about right now in track. In fact, we've heard about a national woman for pole vault right now for track, going after national going after national prominence right now, 14-foot clearance in pole vault. Leah out of Orchard Park right now. Big names coming out of track and field. We're going to hear some big things next week when we talk track and field then.
Absolutely. So I'm still trying to line that up. And as I said, after that, we'll be into playoff talk. And it just goes by. Winter, you know, we complain about winter, but winter sports flies by. Yeah. I tell people that it's a blink of an eye and it's over. And next thing you know, we're talking baseball, softball, and lacrosse. Which, yeah, I'm excited about because that means the springtime and go back to my backyard and all those things. But
listen, everyone knows I can't wait to talk baseball. So, but let's finish the hockey talk because right now what we were talking about is divisions. Let's at least explain to everybody what these divisions are and who's in these divisions right now. So we already said Division One, St. Joe's, St. Mary's of Lancaster, Canisius, Tymon, and St. Francis. And that right now is the standings I have that we're showing and where they are in their standings right now for Division One. Division Two right now, as you already heard Coach talk about, Lancaster leading the way in Division Two. It goes Lancaster, Orchard Park, Clarence, Will North, and Niagara Wheatfield for Division Two is where their standings are currently right now. And again, these can even change as of today, especially with the St. Joe's Orchard Park game. It could have an impact today even in the standings. Then we go to Division Three. Division Three currently is West Seneca West, Kenmore West, Williamsville East, Frontier, Hamburg, Iroquois/Alden, North Tonawanda, and Lockport Niagara Falls. So you can already see here that it's not necessarily all the large schools, because look about Lockport Niagara Falls would normally be a double A school and considered another division.
And that's a young program that just formed a year or two ago. So they're still finding their way.
But what I'm trying to show is this isn't necessarily size here that we're talking about that Section 6 normally makes up their schools. I mean, even look at Frontier that's in there, right? Matching up West Seneca West, we've got Hamburg. A lot of people are playing in that same division.
And one thing about hockey is you have to have some combined programs.
Yes, no doubt about it. But that's why I really wanted everyone to hear the different all of the different divisions and who's in there. And we still have one more division. Division 4, which is Will South, Star Point, Grand Island, Depew, Lewiston Porter, Sweet Home, West Seneca East.
Which just had a shutout last night over West Seneca West.
Yeah, which is, you're already seeing, here's a smaller school playing an upper school as far as divisions are concerned.
Yeah, I believe 29 saves, if I'm not mistaken.
And then the last two are Amherst and Kenmore East. So you can see as these divisions are very different than the divisions we're normally used to. And that's right now the current standings that we have
and
right now.
There's been a lot of change because if you look at several of the teams that you have mentioned in the divisions, it wasn't too long ago that they were just club teams.
Yes.
And that they've recently joined, like Star Point, Niagara Wheatfield, you know, programs like that. And they're, you know, teams that have done very well. I believe, as Coach mentioned, Steve Ferentino coached club hockey for a while. So the federation has grown. Yep. And hopefully it continues to grow and more. Look at all the rinks we have now. So the availability of ice time is there.
Yeah,
and
no
it usually comes
it.
Down to a money issue, whether you can field a team or not.
That's where it starts, but you need to start. And we're at the starting point. You're seeing the growth happen even more and more, which is great to see. And we'll keep making sure we do everything we can to promote as many of these kids as we can in programs.
And go, like Crow said, go to WNY Athletics, and you'll find the standings. How often does Matt update it?
Well, as long as the scores get reported, they'll get updated right away.
Right
so
away.
It just needs to get the scores reported, and they'll get updated, you know, real time.
Excellent. All right. Thank you to Derek Kramer. Again, Sabres and Columbus at 1 o'clock. Sports Talk Saturday is following us after this. Talk to you next week.